17 killed in catastrophic Florida high school shooting. Here's What to Know by Lisa Marie Segarra, Katie Riley, and Eli Mexler. A disgruntled former student killed 17 people when he opened fire at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida on Wednesday, authorities say. It's the deadliest school shooting since the 2012 massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut, which claimed the lives of 20 children and 6 adults. It also marked the 18th school shooting of 2018 for the United States. The suspected gunman, identified by the Broward County Sheriff's Office as 19-year-old Nicholas Cruz, was arrested after fleeing campus. This is a terrible day for Parkland, Broward County, the state of Florida, and the United States, Broward Sheriff Scott Israel said at a press conference Wednesday. It's just catastrophic. There really are no words. This is just pure evil, Florida Governor Rick Scott told reporters at a press conference Wednesday evening, where he also pledged whatever state resources are necessary to law enforcement or to help any family member who's impacted. How could this ever happen in this country? How could this happen in this state? Scott said, adding that his prayers are with everybody impacted. Here's what we know so far. At least 17 people were killed in the shooting on Wednesday, with 12 slain inside the school, according to Sheriff Israel. 3 other victims were shot outside the building and on a nearby street corner, and an additional 2 victims died at nearby hospitals. Sheriff Israel told CBS and other media that a football coach was among the victims and added that the son of a deputy sheriff was also shot. According to Israel, 5 of the 17 victims had still not been identified at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. 16 victims are being treated at local hospitals, according to the Orlando Sentinel, including 7 victims at Broward Health Medical Center in Fort Lauderdale. Of those 7, 2 were in critical condition and 5 were stable, a doctor told reporters. Another 9 victims were taken to Broward Health North Medical Center, of whom 3 were in critical condition. A doctor at Broward Health North declined to give information about specific patients' cases, but predicted a positive outcome. They're going to have successful surgeries. They're going to recover. They're going to go home, he told reporters. Another victim was taken to Broward Health Coral Springs, according to the Palm Beach Post. Broward County Public Schools Superintendent Robert Runcie described the shooting as an unspeakable tragedy representing the worst of humanity, adding in a statement that the school district was cooperating with law enforcement agencies. No parent should ever have to send their kids to school and have them not return, Runcie told reporters. We've got to find a way for this to stop. Marjorie Stoneman will remain closed for the rest of the week, the Broward County Sheriff's Department announced. Nearby West Glades Middle School will remain open, and grief counselors will be stationed at a number of nearby locations for students, family members, and school faculty and staff. The sheriff's office identified the suspected shooter as 19-year-old Nicholas Cruz. The suspect, who authorities said was not a current student but had previously attended the school, was taken into custody Wednesday after being found off campus. Sheriff Israel said Cruz had been expelled from the school for disciplinary reasons and was described by one former classmate, Nicholas Koch, as a loner with a lot of problems. The school was initially placed on lockdown, but started dismissing students as a SWAT team worked on clearing the buildings. Broadcast news footage showed students running from the school building with their hands up. The FBI said it's working with local law enforcement and set up a tips page for information or for witnesses to upload photos or videos related to the incident. Israel said that Cruz had one AR-15 semi-automatic assault rifle and multiple magazines with him. Gunmen in past mass shootings, including Newtown, the 2017 shooting on the Las Vegas Strip, and the 2016 Pulse nightclub shooting in Orlando, have used similar style rifles. Cruz was also wearing a gas mask and equipped with smoke grenades, which he used to set off a fire alarm so kids would come pouring out of classrooms and into the hall, Florida Senator Bill Nelson told CNN. And there the carnage began. President Trump spoke with Florida Governor Rick Scott, who said he'll continue receiving updates on the investigation from law enforcement. In a tweet, Trump offered condolences to family members of the victims and said no child, teacher, or anyone else should ever feel unsafe in an American school. On the other side of the world, at the Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang, South Korea, American figure skating duo Alexis Semeca-Nerum and Chris Nerum dedicated their pairs skating program to the victims of the shooting. "We wanted to skate for the 17 children that died in the Florida shooting," Semeca-Nerum said in an interview after their performance. Florida Senator Marco Rubio said he was devastated and saddened by the deadly shooting, which he called a clear attack designed and executed to maximize loss of life. Rubio also said in his statement Wednesday that he hopes authorities can find out in coming hours and days more about how and why the killer carried out the attack. "Today is that terrible day you pray never comes," Rubio said. Meanwhile, Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy, who's become a vocal advocate for gun control legislation in the wake of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting in his state, responded to the horrific scene while speaking on the Senate floor. "This happens nowhere else other than the United States of America. This epidemic of mass slaughter, this scourge of school shooting after school shooting," he said. "It only happens here, not because of coincidence, not because of bad luck, but as a consequence of our inaction. We are responsible for a level of mass atrocity that happens in this country with zero parallel anywhere else." Former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords said the shooting should strike fear into all Americans, while calling on Congress to enact stricter gun control legislation. "Is it safe to send our kids to school? Are we safe in our homes and communities?" the former Congresswoman, who survived a shooting in 2011, wrote on Twitter. Florida Congresswoman and former Democratic National Committee Chair Debbie Wasserman Schultz said the victims of the shooting are weighing heavy in my heart, while praising first responders. "This senseless violence must end," she wrote. "This is the worst nightmare that you hope never happens to you," Melissa Falkowski, a teacher at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, who hid 19 students in a classroom closet during the shooting, told CNN on Wednesday. "We could not have been more prepared for this situation, which is what makes it so frustrating," Falkowski said, adding that she felt like our government, our country has failed us and failed our kids and didn't keep us safe. Senior David Hogg said he heard a fire alarm the second of the school day and saw a flood of people running toward him, according to the Orlando Sentinel. A TV production student, Hogg pulled out a video camera to record himself and a group of other students who sought safety in culinary instructor Ashley Kurth's classroom. "It's horrifying," Hogg said. "My sister talked to people yesterday that she'll never talk to again." Other students at the high school shared information about what had happened, some while they were still hiding inside the school.